Welcome to Wine and Weirdos,
a spooky little podcast
where you talk about cryptids,
ghosts,
and all things creepy.
How you doing?
I'm good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Capitalistic Chocolate Day.
Listen, I got my capitalistic chocolate. Tomorrow I will be going to the store to get my discounted capitalistic chocolate. Let me have my love.
I will allow everyone to, I mean, like, honestly, your Valentine's Day present for me is me agreeing that I'm not going to go when you and Chris kiss at the altar.
That's my Valentine's gift from you?
Yes.
Damn, what's my actual wedding present then?
Maybe I'll give you coupons and you can give them to me every time you don't want me to go.
I'm just gonna put like an infinity symbol on it. I'm tired. Sorry, I just remembered I ordered Girl Scout cookies and I'm trying to figure out where they are.
Oh my god, I got so much Girl Scout cookies. My mom also got Girl Scout cookies. I think she got like 10 or 12 boxes. So after we had run out of mine, then my mom had a new set. And I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. I love Girl Scout cookies. If any of our listeners have any Girl Scouts in their family, hit me up. I want Girl Scout cookies.
Please let me know. Well, I don't know. Did you see that TikTok where it was talking about Troop 6000?
No.
Okay, so Troop 6000 is a troop in New York for the girls that are in homeless shelters. They were like, you can buy from here. Their proceeds go to them, and like, it's a really great thing for them. You can also donate Girl Scout cookie boxes to the New York food shelter.
Okay, cool. So if you want to send me the link, I'll put it in the link tree.
Bless.
And I'll probably order Girl Scout cookies.
I ordered 7 boxes and then I donated one.
I fucking love Girl Scout
cookies. I keep their link up in my browser.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you do it. But anyway, Sam, what are you drinking today? On this lovely, lovely, lovely capitalistic holiday.
Water, because I will be drinking a couple of glasses of wine tonight.
You said you were getting your wine.
Yeah, so, so we got this wine a couple days ago, or like last Saturday. And I opened it. Chris didn't like it. I didn't mind it. It was tasty. And then I went to go pour the rest of it into a glass, and it smelled like vinegar. And I was like, water it is.
Well, that's responsible of you. I drank a big 32-ounce bottle of water when I woke up this morning because I drank an entire bottle of wine and then fell asleep last night.
I drank like half a bottle of wine last night, and Chris was like, please drink some water before we were going to bed. And I was like, fuck you.
But on the note of they, them, I am now attempting to formally go by she, them, she, they. She, okay. Them. She, they. Okay. She, they pronouns. So.
Thank you for letting me know.
Oh, you're good. I just was thinking about it because I was like, I'm going to start telling people because I don't really know how to know if I like them or not because people don't usually use my pronouns in a conversation with me. Because that's just not how conversations work. So I'm like, I don't know if I like
them. Yeah. Well, Alexis, what are you drinking?
I am drinking. It is a homegrown hard cider from Flat Rock Cider Company. It is semi-tart blackberry, and it is so good.
Lovely.
It is perfect tartness, and it's, you know, a local company. So,
we support your local businesses. Support small businesses in general. Fuck Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, honestly, if any of y'all are ever up in the Asheville area and you want to find some of the best ciders or like beers around here, hit me up. I love going to breweries. I work in a brewery. Good job, dumbass. Happy Valentine's Day.
Fuck, that actually hurt. So I was like cracking the middle knuckles because that feels fine. But I kept seeing like every time I would crack one, the little like noise bar on my Audacity, so I was like, I want to see it again. And so I was like, which knuckle can I pop? So I went with this one. It's my my right ring finger. And, oh boy, that didn't feel good.
Honestly, I'm gonna take a little Instagram video and post it on our story about him. What is he doing with his back leg?
Biscuit. Biscuit.
He says, I'm working so hard in overtime that I needed to use an extra leg.
Don't bully my son.
I can't think of really any announcements today. Mostly just I'm very upset about a lot of things that are happening. Specifically, one props, I'm going to give a props to Richard Burr, the North Carolina Republican senator who did vote to impeach Donald Trump.
Yep.
But also, it didn't work. And now he
Yeah,
says they are
because
good.
so many of them are up for re-election. There's so many fuckers up for re-election that they're like, if it was a private vote, we would have impeached him, but because it was public.
I read a lot of their statements. Mitch McConnell, I hope he chokes on a hot dog. I really do.
McConnell.
Bitch McConnell. I hope Bernie just takes off one of his mittens and just smacks him across the face a couple times with him. But honestly, I read all the statements from all the different Republican senators that did vote to convict him, and I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed that one of them was from North Carolina. That was a
That
shock.
was amazing.
That was a shock.
Yeah, Chris is like, one of our two senators voted to impeach him. I'm like, which one? Burr! Burr!
Burr? Senator Burr
Burr?
goes into Hamilton in my brain.
He was at my
Yeah,
college
so
graduation and he was like, oh,
honestly,
trying to shake my hand, and I was like, don't do this.
everyone keep a close lookout for things because Trump said he's not done and he has more things that are coming up in the next few months. So be safe. I got followed by a cop the other night in my 2005 Subaru hatchback. And I was wearing a
They're like,
flannel and cuffed jeans, and
that's
I
illegal.
honestly was concerned that if
I'd be like, that's a gay.
me. They'd
That's a
literally be
gay
like, that
liberal.
is gay. That is gay right there. That is gay incarnate. Like,
I saw gay, so I said gay.
but luckily there was a car that I think was a drunk driver because they had nearly flipped their car into a ditch, and so then they kept following me for a second, and then they've stopped in the middle of the road, and then they backed up, and you could feel the hesitation because they wanted to keep following me.
I can't.
Oh, yeah, everyone keep a
Well,
close lookout. Happy capitalistic chocolate day. If you haven't told your loved ones you love them, do it now, but tell them every day because otherwise you're a shit person.
hey, I love you. Fuck you.
Point where my brain is like, I can't accept
Hi,
anything.
I'm quitting the podcast.
Please don't.
I do this out of love, and you're gonna be like, fuck you.
That's how my brain is working at this point. I have one of the people in my Discord server that has proposed to me multiple times, and I'm just like, why?
I'm just trying to be loving, but no.
Hey, I'm not gonna at your wedding, so I mean, that is me showing my love for today. I've had a couple dreams where I've been standing at the altar right beside like a couple of the other bridesmaids, and then you walk down, and then you kiss Chris, and then I go, bleh! And then I get
I am
murdered.
begging you.
I've gotten
Yeah.
murdered in my dreams.
Ma'am, I'm spending $30,000 on this wedding. I swear to fuck.
Now, I won't say, I won't possibly turn to Aaron and be like, but that's just because of who I am as a person. Now at your reception, I might, but like not at the ceremony.
Don't you fucking dare. I am spending at least $30,000. You're not doing it.
I'm just gonna make sure you don't have your phone on you during the reception, and I'm just gonna every time I see you kiss him, I'm gonna text you. Bleh.
That's fine. Just don't do it out loud, because there are going to be photographs, and I don't need anyone taking a picture of you going,
You'll
huh?
just have like 100 texts of me just going, bleh, but like in varying arrangements of letters.
That's fine. That's There
Fine. might be a Snapchat or two of me, like I film a video and you guys are like dancing or kissing or something, then I film it back to me and I'm like, bleh. But that's about it.
That's fine. All right, well, are you ready to get
Yeah,
started?
Sam, what will you be sharing and enlightening us with today?
Today we're talking about the Colosseum.
Boom, 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 boom. Surprise, this is turning
Pew,
into a battle royale style death match between me and Sam over fucking Google Meets. Will this fucking go? This is a practical
right.
experience.
All right, so I was like, you know what? We're gonna go over the history and a little bit of the ghosts. And that's what I have for you. Last week's episode was so fucking long.
I think like by the time I finished
I.
editing it, it was still like right at 2 hours.
So we're just gonna do a nice, like, short and simple episode this week. I needed a break.
Yeah, I'm really excited
So.
for next week though.
What's next week's Elisa Lam, isn't it?
No, next week is Rasputin and Sippy's gonna be on the
Fuck.
pod. So if you don't have vodka, get you some vodka because I'm going to the liquor store this week.
Right, so the Colosseum, it's in Rome. Thank you, that's the end of the episode.
Colosseum, it's in Rome, shit happened. Happy hauntings.
Okay. So citations. As always, the entire backbone and foundation of this podcast. Say it with me, folks. Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. Give it up for our Lord and Savior. Again, the Catholics are quaking.
Then we have history.com. We have Britannica, we have Smithsonian Mag, and we have amyscrypt.com. Thanks, Amy.
Great.
All right. So, for history, I put big ass amphitheater.
Period.
My notes were just crackhead energy. It wasn't that I was just like not well rested. No, I woke up and chose crackhead.
I mean, you drank a half a bottle of wine last night. I don't know what else we expected from you.
There. All right, so the construction began under Emperor Vespasian. Let's hope I'm saying it right. In 72 AD, and it was completed in 80 AD under his successor and heir, Titus. Titus literally was like there for a year, and he was like, "Look at it's done."
When you say these numbers, this is all BC, correct, Amundo?
Have it. It says AD.
Hold on, can you repeat the dates for me? Because when it came up on the captions, it said 7280.
Yeah.
We aren't at 7280. We're at 2021.
Yeah, but when was it? But it was built.
Wait, are you saying 72 AD? Okay, it was coming up as 7280.
Oh, I was like,
I was like, wait, what the fuck? Wait a
we in
damn
the
minute,
future,
Sam, are you
bitch.
a time traveler? I was like, are we talking Pegasus Project right now? Are you fucking time traveler?
No, I'm not a time traveler. I am a normal person born in 1997. I'm not from the future.
You guys can't see it on the video, but we're just winking at each other.
So further modifications were made during the reign of Domitian. Fun names. And these three emperors were the patrons of the work, and they were known as the Flavian Dynasty. And the amphitheater, which we call the Colosseum, was known as the Flavian Amphitheater by later classicists, archaeologists, and it's because of like the association with their family name. Basically, it's like, you know how Duke University is because of the Duke family.
Of course.
Same shit. It was mainly, so whenever you think of like the Colosseum, what do you think of it was used for?
Gladiator battles and fucking lions.
Correct.
I'm just like
So it was just a
lion.
ton. Lion. So it was gladiator contest and public spectacles, such as a fucking mock sea battle.
I love it. Bring it back.
And they only did that for like, bring it back. They only did it for a little bit of time, as the hypogeum, which is an underground chamber, was filled to like support other mechanisms of activity. So they also had animal hunts, which like, oof. They called them the Venatio, which included rhinos, hippos, elephants, giraffes, wisents, lions, panthers, leopards, bears, tigers, crocodiles, and ostriches.
Oh my.
Oh my. They had executions. They did reenactments of famous battles and dramas based on Roman mythology.
Dig it.
So they were just like, they're like, this is where we do everything.
That was their town
Like, this is their North
square.
Carolina fairground. Yeah, I was like, this is their fairgrounds.
They're like, oh, you want to watch people get murdered, but you also want to watch a reenactment of a play? We got it all in one place, y'all. It's a fucking like 300 for one.
All right, so the events were like these huge spectacles. All right, so the events were these huge spectacles due to the hypogeum that I mentioned earlier. Basically, they would be able to just like yeet animals up into the air from them. The animals would just like magically appear. They would like again, they would launch them into the air. Just
No.
no. It's animal cruelty, but also like all I'm imagining is that scene in Hercules where he punches the wild boar and it just goes like soaring. That's what I'm imagining.
I'm just thinking, like, do it to me.
But it would like allow them to create surprises and build suspense, and like hunters that were doing the hunting for animals in the Colosseum wouldn't know where like their lion would appear. Or whether it would be one or two or three lions at one time. So sometimes it would just be
Oh
for
yeah.
comic effect. They're like, hey, what if I put two lions in?
Two lions for one person. Let's fucking go.
Right, so the building ceased to be used for entertainment in the early medieval era because Christians. And it was later repurposed for housing, workshops, quarters for a religious order, a fortress, a quarry, and a Christian shrine. So
Because why
really
not?
the Colosseum's just, the Colosseum's seen a lot. The construction was funded by the opulent spoils taken from the Jewish temple.
Sam, you got some thoughts you want to share on this, like completely out of your notes? How does that make you feel?
Hate it here, because no one talks about how the Colosseum was funded by the siege of Jerusalem during the first Jewish-Roman wars in 70 CE, and like how the Romans really kind of fucked everything up in like Israel and Judaism. And they were like, hey, nice shit you got in your temple. We're gonna take it. Thanks.
Nice shit you got here. It'd be a shame.
Listen, like our Torahs, they have like bejeweled scroll handles and like the tops are really pretty. And that's usually like precious metals and stones. So, like, that's gonna get you money. It makes me angry because like there's also a lot of history that got lost during the Jewish and Roman wars. But we don't get to talk about that often.
I didn't know any of this information, so.
No, we like a lot of our holidays are based on like Jewish Roman war shit. Then like the Mountain of Masada, that's a huge thing from the Jewish Roman Wars. Like, there's a lot. There's a lot. Come find us on our spinoff podcast, me angrily yelling about Jewish Roman
Dead
wars.
Ass, though, if y'all want a Patreon series of Sam just yelling about Jewish things and things, people that fucked up Judaism, subscribe to our Patreon.
Yo, hit me with it. If our patrons are like, I want this, I'll do it. I'll do it.
We're still talking about drunk movie reviews. I'm just saying. We have some ideas in the works.
We have ideas. There's this one movie that Chris really wants to watch that I'm like, I don't know if I can do it sober, called Llama Apocalypse.
No idea.
It's on Amazon Prime.
I mean, I'll just FaceTime Chris and we'll watch it together and he'll do the drunk movie review for you.
Perfect. Yeah, so according to a reconstruction inscription found at the Colosseum site, the Emperor Vespasian ordered the new amphitheater to be erected from his general share of the booty. So, like, they stole a bunch of shit from the Jews and were like, wow, I can now afford to build a Colosseum.
I hate it.
Yeah, it's also assumed that Jewish prisoners of war were brought back to Rome to contribute to the massive workforce needed to construct the Colosseum. But there's no actual evidence of that, but, like, are you really gonna write that you took prisoners of war?
How many lost people were there during the Holocaust that they have no idea where they ended up? Because records just happened to get destroyed. Just quirky shit.
I lost family in the Holocaust. I get mad when people are like, did the Holocaust really happen? I was like, you want to go talk to my grandparents?
Yeah, I liked when people would bring up that and they'd be like, well, look at Alexis. She's got German heritage. Do you think she'd kill Madeline? And I'm like, I mean, now, yes, but not because she's Jewish.
It's not because you're Jewish that I'm gonna kill you. It's because you're a cunt.
But, yeah, I don't know. If you're one of the devil's advocate kids, hit me up. Let's have you on the pod.
It's just us going, you're a fucking idiot for like an hour straight.
They join the call and I'm like, oh, sorry, I thought you would show up in a three-piece suit. Isn't that like your thing? Showing up in a three-piece suit and then trashing the reason that other people are allowed to have rights? Crazy for me to assume that. I'm so sorry. Ari Sin, if you're listening to this podcast, hit me up right fucking now. All
right, so, it would nonetheless be commemorated with a Roman practice to add humiliation to the defeated population. Yeah, along with the free source of unskilled labor, teams of professional Roman builders, engineers, artists, painters, and decorators undertook the more specialized tasks necessary for building the Colosseum. And it was constructed from wood, limestone, tile, cement, and mortar. So, like, it's a pretty involved building that was definitely taken from Jewish workforce and our shit, but, like, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So Pope Sixtus V planned to turn the building into a wool factory to provide employment for Rome's prostitutes, though that fell through with his premature death. He was Pope for 5 years.
I have a lot of thoughts.
Go ahead, share your thoughts with the group.
Maybe if you allowed sex workers to do what they do, they wouldn't need a secondhand job in a factory that would probably cause them an early death. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I love your TED Talk. Thank you so much for that. Sex work is real work. All right, so in 1671, Cardinal Altieri authorizes the use of the Colosseum for bullfights, but the public was like, hey, maybe no. And he was like, you know, that's a good point. Have a great day.
Period.
In 1749, Pope Benedict XIV endorsed the view that the Colosseum was a sacred site where early Christians had been martyred.
What about the Jewish people?
Come on, they didn't see us as people in the 1700s.
It seems like they don't fucking see y'all as people now. I don't see the difference.
When I moved down, people down here were like, "Do you actually have horns and a tail?" And I'm like, "Not that I'm fucking aware of."
Oh, I just like getting asked at this point if I'm planning on using an animal for sacrifice.
Girl, you don't even eat meat.
I eat fish. Like, you think I'm gonna kill an animal? That's fucking wild of you.
You don't even eat meat. You won't kill an animal. Okay.
Yeah, you think I'm about to do an animal sacrifice? My deities don't want that shit. They're very happy with
You.
Diet Dr. Pepper, as I have learned.
Right, so Pope Benedict XIV forbade the use of the Colosseum as a quarry and consecrated the building to the Passion of
I
Christ.
hate that phrase.
Me too. I don't even know what it means. Is it like a play?
Yeah, I think that's like a really, really over-dramatized movie that they sometimes show people. I think my grandma tried to get me to watch it once, and I was like, no thanks, I'm good.
Well, you know what time it is?
Is it annoy your boyfriend time? Fiance? Yeah.
Because he grew up Catholic.
Oh my God, can we do a drunk movie review of The Passions of Christ?
No.
Yes!
Hello. It's my favorite time of the podcast recording.
What's up?
The annoying my fiance part.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Do you want to
Hello.
do a drunk movie review of The Passions of Christ?
I haven't watched that movie ever.
Okay. Can you explain what a passion the Passions of Christ is like as an ex-Catholic?
Yeah, it's just Jesus going up the hill in brutal and bloody fashion. It's supposed to be fetish for people that love seeing their Lord and Savior get fucking whipped.
Kinky.
Oh, so they're
That way they can act
sadists.
like they. Yeah, well, no, masochists.
Masochists.
They
They could be
want to be the
sadomasochists.
ones. They want to be the ones getting whipped going up the hill.
Mood. But like this Pope back in the 1700s, he made the Colosseum into like Passion of Christ shit.
Yeah.
So it's not just like a weird movie that happened.
No, Christians are obsessed with Jesus getting crucified on the hill because that makes
So
him the ultimate martyr.
maybe
He got crucified for all mankind.
is Rihanna Roman Catholic? She said whips and chains excite me. I don't know.
Mean, Chris is literally searching, is Rihanna Catholic?
I doubt it.
She's Christian.
Oh shit, well maybe she's Catholic. I don't know. Isn't her family from
They're from
yeah.
Barbados.
I thought they wouldn't ever be
Also, this is the
Christian.
fit.
No, they got heavily Christianized when the European nations attacked.
I just thought that modern people from Barbados wouldn't want to be Christian because.
Well, a lot of them got forced to convert back in the day and spread.
Don't force religion upon people. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
But.
Yep, we'll send that message back to the 15 and 1600s.
If any of you in modern day are listening to this and your family's trying to convert you to a religion, just do what I do and get kicked out of the church and told never to come back. It's not very hard. You just add some, you sprinkle in some Gen Z humor, and then they tell you to never come back.
It's valid enough to
I
say fuck you.
I wouldn't do it at your wedding. I didn't say I wouldn't do it on
Well,
Valentine's
thank
Day.
you for explaining Passion of Christ. Alexis got kicked out of church and I'm
Yeah, let's
Jewish,
do a drunk movie
so.
review of it.
Besides, if we watched it, we'd have to support Mel Gibson.
Don't worry,
We
we'll
don't
bootleg it.
support
I'll
Mel
send y'all
Gibson
a
in his
link.
home. He's a Holocaust denier.
We'll bootleg it. We'll all drink a bunch of alcohol and we'll do a movie review of it. It'll mostly just be me sitting there cackling the whole time.
All right, so yeah, he does the Passion of Christ, and installed Stations of the Cross. Not me, not looking up what Stations of the Cross is.
I got you. Hey, Stations of the Cross. It's a 12, not 12, 14-step Catholic devotion that commemorates Jesus Christ's last day on earth as a man. So I can tell you exactly what that means because my brain's like, what?
Listen, I love my future mother-in-law. I love her so much. She's Catholic, and I'm like, Stephanie, please explain.
So the Stations of the Cross is also known as the Way of the Cross, and it is a series of 14 pictures or carvings portraying the events in the Passion of Christ, from his condemnation by Pontius Pilate to his entombment. The series is as follows. Jesus is condemned to death. He is made to bear the cross. He falls the first time. He meets his mother. Simon of Cyrene is made to bear the cross. Veronica wipes Jesus's tears. He falls the second time. The women of Jerusalem weep over Jesus. He falls a third time. His garments, he is nailed to the cross. He dies on the cross. He is taken down from the cross and he's placed inside the sepulcher.
Sepulcher?
And they're usually mounted inside the walls of the church, but they can also be mounted in cemeteries, sometimes hospitals.
All right, it's more Christian
So
Jesus
just a bunch
died
of like
things.
wooden. It's weird fucking fan art that they decided to hang in the Colosseum.
Thanks. So there's no evidence to support Pope Benedict's claim. That this is like a site of martyrdom. And
Yeah.
the Catholic Encyclopedia concludes that there are no historical grounds for the supposition, other than the reasonably plausible conjecture that some of the many martyrs may have been there at one point.
Yes, fake news.
Yes. By the 20th century, a combination of weather, natural disasters, neglect, vandalism, had destroyed nearly two-thirds of the original Colosseum, including all of the arena's marble seats and its decorative elements. So those station that they put up, gone. Yeah, all right, so yeah, we're.
As it should be, but why would you put marble seats there?
I mean. You could carve it directly in, I guess. I don't know. All right, so we're a paranormal podcast. We're not a history podcast.
Oh,
So
yeah.
there are ghosts in the Colosseum.
Here I am.
Like, you would expect that there would be ghosts there. A ton of people died. Also, animals died there, so like.
If I don't see a big ass ghost cat, I don't want it.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I was not able to find anything on Ghost Cat.
God damn it, now I have to go.
Bet. So many members of the current Coliseum staff, visitors, and like even passerbys will report paranormal phenomena. Most common sighting is the apparition of a Roman soldier who just at night after everything's closed down, he just stands there at the gates like guarding. Then people report seeing crowds of people cheering in the bleachers, that just like suddenly vanish.
Period.
But like more common from the sightings is the fact that people hear them. So you'll hear like people cheering, you know, like you would in a coliseum. You'll also hear reports of pain screams just echoing through the halls. Sounds of moans that are believed to be prisoners and gladiators, sounds of like anguish and sounds of animal pain, which is like the worst fucking part. People will feel the temperature drop. They'll see light anomalies like those orbs, and I said brown mountain lights, but make it Italian.
They said you just gotta say the brown mountain lights, but do the hand.
The little hand.
The brown
Brown
amounts of
Mountain
night.
Lights. Many regard the Colosseum as one of the most haunted places in Rome,
I'd hope it would be.
which, yeah. And so, in like the modern aspect of things, they started restoring the Colosseum in the 90s, and from 93 to 2003, they spent about $19 million on the like restoration.
That's a lot of money.
It is. That is adjusted for inflation and converted from at the time, the Italian lire, then over to pounds, and then over to USD. Then it's a huge tourist site now. When I was in Italy for my college trip, I walked past it and they would not let me in. It was rude. They were like, no one's allowed in. And I was like, okay, but. They will do temporary seating for a couple hundred guests for major events, but like most of those major events are going to be held outside.
I'm just gonna pull a freaking Paris catacombs and just sneak my way into the Colosseum.
I'm just going to sneak in.
What is that ghost guard gonna do?
They have found like some underground tunnels, so I'm not saying you should. And I'm not saying you can, but you could.
I'm just saying, on the off chance if I was to decide to do that, which I wouldn't because it's obviously not allowed and possibly illegal. I definitely wouldn't bring a camera with me, and I definitely wouldn't record the whole thing and post it on the Patreon. But anyway, if you want to sub to our Patreon and you want me to definitely not go break into the Coliseum, let me know.
Right, so the upper floor of the outer wall of the building is a museum dedicated to Eros.
As it should be.
As it should be. So I got some fun facts for you. All right, so this is the largest amphitheater ever built, and it's the largest one still standing. So, like,
Period.
back when it was like popping, you could fit about 50,000 people in it. And they would have a giant awning that would protect them from the sun. And in my notes, I put the OG sunsetter retractable awning.
Honestly, if they stole that much money from the Jewish people, yeah, I'd fucking hope they would.
You're gonna steal this much money from the Jewish people and you can't get a sunsetter retractable awning?
That's some weak shit.
In recent years, the Colosseum has become a symbol of international campaign against capital punishment, which, death penalty. And that was abolished, which in Italy was abolished in 1948. So like they are fucking strides ahead of the US.
Yeah.
And several anti-death penalty demonstrations took place in front of the Colosseum in 2000. Since that time, a gesture against the death penalty, or sorry, since that time, as a gesture against the death penalty, the local authorities in Rome changed the color of the Colosseum's nighttime illumination from white to gold whenever a person condemned to the death penalty anywhere in the world gets their sentence commuted or is released. And if a jurisdiction abolishes the death penalty. So most recently, the Colosseum was illuminated gold in November of 2012, following the abolishment of the capital punishment in Connecticut in April of that same year. But yeah, they whenever they're like, "Wow, somewhere in the world no longer allows for the death penalty," amazing, turn it gold.
I love that.
I do too.
Don't know. My brain is only thinking about the Lizzie McGuire movie right now.
Beautiful. Hot take, real quick. I think that we should abolish the death penalty. Thank you.
I personally think of it on a case-by-case basis because I think the goal of prison should be rehabilitation.
Yes, I agree that it should be rehabilitation, but I think the death penalty shouldn't
Like
be on the
Ted
table
Bundy, I
in
don't
most
think it could have
cases.
been.
Death penalty.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I don't
Well,
think Ted Bundy
it should
could have been
be reserved for like
rehabilitated.
the most severe of crimes.
Yeah, so like serial killers,
Like
I say keep them alive a bit to learn about them. But ultimately,
death penalty.
they will not get better.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer, death penalty.
Ted Bundy, death penalty. Again, Richard
But
Ramirez,
some
death
kid
penalty.
that come death penalty. Oh my gosh, who was the one I was just watching the documentary about? Lucas, he did death penalty. Chris Watts, death penalty.
Chris Watts, hell yeah, death penalty.
Like, no one that kills their two children and wife is going to be rehabilitated. Henry Lee Lucas, that's who I was thinking of. Death penalty.
Good.
Who was it? Corey Johnson? Was that, or I'm trying to think of who it was
Not processing.
recently that he was like, yeah. Oh, Brandon Bernard should not have gotten the death penalty.
Agreed. Eileen Wuornos, death penalty.
Absolutely.
H.H. Holmes, death penalty.
Death penalty.
Honestly, I'm gonna say the people that killed, my brain stopped processing. The people that killed the guy that you talked about, death penalty.
Death penalty.
But yes, thank you for coming to our brief TED Talk on the death penalty.
Abolish the death penalty, except in the most extreme cases, like serial killers, serial rapists, stuff like that.
I think we should death penalty repeat animal abusers, but that's just me.
Absolutely, we should. Yeah, there's no reason to abuse an animal, and that is
Like the
that's
person who shot Leo, death penalty.
death penalty.
Death penalty.
Well, anyway, that's what I have on the Coliseum. Like I said, short episode this week.
I love it. It's going to be so much easier to edit.
I got you. Like, we've been recording for an hour. And that's what my brain could
Yeah.
handle this week.
I was just saying, next
Yeah.
week probably won't be a super short episode because we're going to have a guest. But.
Yes. Well, when will our episode drop?
Our episode drops on Wednesdays. Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew,
And
pew.
then, Sam, where can they find us on the internet?
We are available at Wine and Weirdos on Twitter and Instagram, and then at fa on Facebook at Wine and Weirdos or Wine and Weirdos Podcast. Alexis, if they want to send us any of their spooky stories, drink recipes, literally anything, where can they send that?
You can send them to us at our email, wineandweirdospodcast@gmail.com. Give me shit to look at. And then Sam, what is a super duperty cool thing we got going on?
We got a Patreon. And from here, you can get our show notes. You can get discounts on merch. We have two levels. We have the whiners and the weirdos level, and you get a Discord with us on both levels. You get other exclusive stuff when you're a whiner, or no, when you're a weirdo. There's just a bunch of cool stuff there. Check us out. Get our link. Give us money so we can go do cool things. And
Hell
Alexis,
yeah.
what is another really cool, super exciting thing we have?
We have a lovely little website. It is wineandweirdospodcast.wordpress.com. You can find information about us, how we met. You can find all of our social media posts that are updated in live time. You can find our merch links, all that kind of cool stuffy stuff. I'm gonna keep adding stuff to there as we grow more. And then, Sam, if they forget any of this stuff, as we tend to, where can they find it?
Yeah, we have a link tree in our Instagram bio, which will give you link to resources, to all of our other links. It's now going to have a Girl Scout link for Troop 6000. That's a really important troop, and it's helping girls that are in the homeless system, like help children. And you can donate a box of Girl
Hell
Scout
yeah.
cookies through them to the New York Food Bank. So absolutely, like, do it.
Yes. Period.
Well, do you have anything else to add?
I do not. You got anything?
I'm good. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys are having a great week. Hope you enjoyed your Valentine's Day. Well, if there is nothing else, thanks again for listening and
Happy
happy
haunting.
hauntings.